There's been quite a buzz of late about gene therapy and stem cell therapy, which are basically the same thing. And it's bringing hope to the blind and partially sighted community that soon some of the diseases that we live with may be vanquished. And it's exciting times. I'm joined now by Paul Quigley from Manchester, who himself lives with RP, which is one of the diseases that seems to be having some success, Paul, with the gene therapy.
That's right, Simon. There's a British company called Reneuron. I'll spell that R-E-N-E-U-R-O-N, Reneuron. So this company called Neuron, they've conducted some clinical trials in America. It is a British company, but they're doing clinical trials in the States. They've done one in Boston, one in Phoenix, Arizona, and they had a couple of cohorts, as they call it, of three individuals. Each of them has RP, retinitis pigmentosa, as you said. And so far, the results have been incredibly encouraging. Now, what they've managed to show in trials is that people who've been introduced and had the treatment have showed within sort of 18 days to 2 months a marked improvement in visual acuity. In other words, they can read the sight charts in standard ophthalmic tests, probably an order of magnitude at least twice, if not four times better than they used to be able to do. This is the sample size that they use. Now, these people have not got, from my research shows, they haven't got really, really bad RP. They've got mild RP. And I think they've been selected because they didn't have like no vision. It's because they had some vision left. So it's still early days, but the actual results so far are very encouraging. There's a summit happening in Vancouver next week where the company Reneuron will be releasing new information, new results from a new test they're doing with a different cohort, I believe, of RP individuals. It is, as you say, I don't know whether or not they're at the point where they'd be that optimistic that they would say that they would vanquish it, but they're certainly getting results. They're getting what they call efficacy. It's proving effective in rejuvenating the light sensitive cells, which, as anyone who may not know, RP simply is the dysfunctional retina. It's as simple as that. Everything else in the human eye works. You know, the eye works, the eyeball, the lens, the optic nerve to the brain all function perfectly well. It's just the equivalent of like the film in a camera has become diseased through hereditary genetic disorder, and it's passed down from generation to generation. Now, that is something that they haven't been able to address over the last, 50 years or so, so that they've known a lot about RP, and they've tried various biotech methods of bypassing the dysfunctional retina to get information from the outside world to the optic nerve. And it is a bit clunky, a bit Heath Robinson, and a bit ugly, quite honestly. But this stem cell, as you quite rightly said, Simon, stem cell gene therapy is the way to go, is proving effective. And I think a lot of people with RP, even though we shouldn't get overly excited, we should actually now live in hope that within some of our lifetimes, anyway, depending on how old you are, may well see this treatment actually become commercially available. Now, this is where Reneuron, the company, have said this stuff is going to be commercially available. They've got FDA, which is the Federal Drug Administration over in the US. There is a European equivalent over here. They're applying for regulatory approval for this therapy. So it should be, I mean, I'm guessing, they've not said this to me, but it looks to me it's so close that they'll want to get this out to probably in the next 5 years. So it's in terms of, you know, the length of time a lot of us have been, you know, had this disease. This is short period of time. This is really, really good. They've been working, I believe, with people from Moorfields over the years. You know, their research has gone into some of the findings and some of the methods of introducing this drug into the eye to actually help to rejuvenate and clear out the old cells, or however. You know, I'm no expert on the science of it. There's plenty of information on the Reneuron.com website for people who want to go and have a look at that. But yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I'm incredibly excited about this, obviously, because I have X-linked RP, which is the hereditary form that's passed down from mother to son, and it tends to be the sons that get it. And myself and my brother have really got really bad RP now, and it gets worse through life, as you know. So any amelioration to that, any sort of you know, whether or not it can roll back the years, even a 5 years, even can go 5 years back to where my eyesight was, say, 5 years ago, it would be wonderful for me. So I mean, if Reneuron want to use me as a guinea pig, I'm up for it, definitely, which I never thought I'd hear myself say that for being a guinea pig. But it sounds like these clinical trials really are quite advanced. They've got several cohorts that have been through it successfully. And there's, so far, it's what they call a safety and tolerability test that they're going through. So it seems that there's been no adverse effects. There's no toxicology effects thus far, as far as I'm aware, anyway. So it just seems incredibly positive, and I was speaking to their representative yesterday, and they're going to be keeping me in the loop now. So I will be reporting back to you, Simon, for RNIB Connect Radio in the future, in the months going forward, as this develops, because it is a developing story. And I'm sure there'll be lots of people in Britain and UK who will be interested in keeping abreast of this. So that's what I'll be doing.
If you're at home thinking, I don't really know much about gene therapy, well, you're not alone, because most of us don't. But I was lucky enough to do an interview with Professor Robert McLaren just a few weeks ago, who's been involved in these trials with the RP, and had some great success. And also it's moving on to macular disease now. They're trying it on that. The problem they've got with my disease, I've got Stargardt's macular dystrophy. The problem is they use a man-made virus to carry this repaired DNA back to the eye. And I think with my condition, it requires a bigger virus to do it. But it's still, you know, and I think back to when I was 15 or 16, and I was told, look, you're going to go blind within a year, which I didn't do, but it wasn't thanks to the hospital. I didn't go within a year, but it was basically, you know, good luck, we can't do anything for you. And to become, you know, we're talking, what, 40 years later on now, and although this is still, it's still on the horizon, it seems to suddenly given a lot of hope to a lot of people that within, certainly within this century, this is going to become a commonplace therapy.
Yes, I think it is. I mean, it's not just obviously visual problems that it's becoming very, very, very exciting. There's lots of other therapies. I believe stroke, people of stroke victims are also, Reneuron are looking at their conditions as well. So it's very, very promising. And if you think about the science of it, it is operating at the DNA molecular level. So if it's going to be if they're going to get this right, it's there. It's not going to be in administering any sort of third party, you know, vitamins, or as you say, that using a vector, using a virus as a vector to introduce. It is, seems to make such sense, doesn't it? When you know roughly a little bit about human biology, you can work out that, you know, these are the ways. And for these sort of amazing scientists and people to be actually moving from theory, if you like, to the practical stage of actually creating product and or whatever to and procedures, it is amazing. And we live in fantastic times. I think it's very exciting. Just the prospect that it will give hope to people, even if it won't, you know, present a sort of a silver bullet to create a solution straight away. I mean, that's not what they're promising. I think we'd be wrong to sort of suggest that it is going to be like that. It isn't. It's going to take a little bit more time, but we're well on the way. I mean, even in the last sort of 15 years, I remember there was a guy, a professor at Moorfields Hospital, who was doing a lot of blood tests with candidates at the very early stages of this.
Professor McLaren was the one who came up with the idea about carrying this in a virus. And initially he was basically laughed at, you know, 20, 25 years ago. And now,
if you think about a virus, even if it's something like influenza, that is what gets into you and makes you ill, isn't it? And it can breach a cell wall and get in there and do all of its. So to actually put something that's benign into that's actually beneficial to the human body, it seems, it's like, well, once you kind of understand it, you think, well, yeah, why didn't they think of that sooner? It's kind of like not rocket science, but of course it is. I suppose it's all very well in theory, but how do you actually go ahead and do that? That's where the magic happens. I think the scientists are amazing, being able to just do that. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing for people with RP and Stargardt's and other sort of macular conditions and obviously stroke victims as well, because a lot of people go blind through strokes, of course. So if it can help in that area, I just think we've got a lot now to be optimistic about, even though we don't go overboard about it. There may well be hope that in some of our lifetimes anyway, we might actually get some of our sight back if we had it. And those that, I don't know, with RP, it's a bit different, because obviously this particular trial that Reneuron are doing is for retinitis pigmentosa. And that tends to be the sort of disease where you do have some sight at the beginning of your life, you just have night blindness. And as you get progressively older, then sight tends to disappear over the decades. So if they can reverse that or bring some of the sight back, well, it's just amazing, isn't it, really?
It's fantastic. If you'd like to listen to the interview with Professor Robert McLaren, because he puts it into layman's terms, all you do is head to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, or head to RNIB Podcasts on Audioboom and search for Professor McLaren, Gene Therapy, And you can find the interview there. And the interesting point is that it gives you some suggestions that if you'd like to get involved with trials and stuff like that, how to go about that. But it's certainly a really exciting prospect. And we thank you, Paul Quigley, for doing your reporting on that. And we'll wait for updates on the progress of that as time goes on.
Thank you, Simon. I'll look forward to talking to you soon, mate.
And coming up in a couple of weeks, you're going to be quite busy, but we'll talk about that next time we speak.
We shall indeed, sir. Thank you very much for having me on your fabulous show.
The biscuits are in the post.
I most certainly am going to be busy, and I will be reporting back to you in 2 weeks' time about a very exciting event that's been going on in the RNIB world, and you and I shall talk about that. I look forward to that in 2 weeks' time, Simon.
Fantastic. Paul Quigley, always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.